Blog Talk Radio.
Other groups
all these immigrants that's going to be coming in to the U.S. is going to be against us as people as well, too. So please call in at 516-418-5996. Please add this phone number to your cell phone plan so you will not be charged for calling in. We are being shadow banned, so please share the link to this podcast, all that you know. Please have them add this phone number to their phone plans as well. This is episode 346 of Season 7. All right. So as we do know, is that the current presidential election is coming up. And then, of course, you got the dumb and the fancy, you know, who are running, you know, for office or who had announced that they will be coming in, you know, as president or candidates. Okay, so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're going to be discussing, you know, they're going to be taking a black vote for granted, you know, by a two-party system. Also, too, brain-dead Negroes like Tim Scott and Kamala Harris, you know, who exercise their hatred of themselves. We're also going to be speaking of the lack of black solidarity. And all politicians systemically align to black voters and taking their votes for granted. Dump and DeSantis will work together to suppress black people as a whole and boycott Florida as a whole, too. And as we know, our weather system is going down there into the Sunshine State, okay, and that there's probably, once again, the power of the ancestors that were brutalized, you know, there in the Caribbean, on the Atlantic coast of the U.S., and also, too, in places such as the Dominican Republic, Haiti, Bermuda, Barbados, and the list just goes on and on and on. And we do have Mr. Shane Krumah, you know, co-executive producer, and our co-host also, to definitely check out Frontline Black News on StreamYard every Friday. Check out the hashtag.
No, every Saturday, Black not News. Every Friday.
Yeah.
Every Saturday.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected. Yes, sir. I stand corrected every Saturday. Well, it's early in the morning out here in Las Vegas. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so grand rises from the Mile High Income City. It's getting very interesting, black family. We have Tim Scott running for president. We got Larry Elders running for president. We got Trump running for president. We got that Burton Ramasalami, whatever the hell his damn name is, running for president.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's sickening.
And we got the panties running.
Yeah, and we got the panties. And also, too, you know, wishing all our black residents in the great state of Florida well. But, however, you know, let Mother Nature do its things down there, because that's the spirit of the ancestors coming down there with your weather system. Also, too, DeSantis or DePantis, you know, he needs to be hauled in the federal court, is because what he is doing is not only is it wrong, morally, it might be wrong legally. Okay.
Well, the fear mongering has begun about this. They're talking about it's going to be worse than when Trump was in office, when Reagan was in office, when George Sr. Was in office, and when George Bush was in office. And I say, ain't nothing changed for black people in the past 60 years. So,
exactly.
How is it going to be worse for us? And we're already catching hell under the Democrats. We got the same hell under Clinton, under fucking old Sambo, Obama, and under Biden. And we're still waiting on you Biden supporters to call in.
And the number to call in.
Go ahead with the number.
Yeah, and we're still waiting on you Biden supporters to give us a call at 516-418-5996, okay? And we're just going to have to wake up, black families, that this two-party system ain't working for us, that it hasn't worked, and it ain't going to work. And then, of course, too, you know, we recognize in the passing of Tina Turner. She was 83 years of age, you know, that that she transitioned, and we all know her story that was portrayed in what's
the
got
queen.
To do with it.
She was the queen of rock and roll. Rock and roll.
Yeah,
like
she
all
was.
Other music genres in this goddamn country are black genres.
Yeah.
Are foundational
exactly.
Black American genres.
Exactly.
So they should have been giving her flowers before she passed, but we're going to give her flowers now and make
exactly.
sure her memory lives on and her music lives on. She touched millions of people with her music worldwide, not just in America, but worldwide.
Oh, yeah, and she had a career that lasted, you know, about 40 years, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And on my wall yesterday, on Shabaka St. Corey's wall, you know, I put up a couple of her records, you know, that she was famous for. Nutbush City Limits, because from what I understand that she was from Nutbush, Tennessee. She was born as Annie Mae Bullock. Okay, and then she traveled to St. Louis, as we all know, and then this is where she came across Ike Turner, the King of Rhythm. King of Rhythm, with his music group. She also used to reside in the Baldwin Hills sections of Los Angeles, late 60s, early 70s, and what happened. But once again, you know, they take our talent. They take our knowledge, you know, they take our inventions, you know, for granted. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, I recently saw a YouTube video made by the one and only Mr. Smokey Robinson, where he was speaking with Mike Wallace, who, you know, was a great commentator on CBS 60 Minutes. And Mike Wallace, he spoke to any and everybody, and I remember him as a child, but his son, Chris Wallace, they never had the same stuff that the old man had. Okay, getting to this election. Okay, if they're not doing nothing, this election, And if they're not doing anything, you know, representing us for tangibles, you know, we said it again and again. Yes, sir.
Don't waste your time like that. If you're not getting nothing tangible, for voting, don't waste your time. And they say, what are we supposed to do? You don't want us to vote? They're saying if you're going to vote,
vote for
something tangible, not symbolism.
Exactly. Tangible.
You know, Tim Scott is black, or Larry Elder is black. They're only black in the physical form, mentally and spiritually, they're anything but. And all skin is not
exactly.
And neither one of them clowns was getting
exactly.
my vote. I would vote for the dump. Before I would vote for
them. Exactly. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And if I ever saw Larry Elders in a cardboard box in the city of Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'd walk right past him. You know what I mean? But, however, I doubt seriously if that would help happens to Elders. But, however, with this uncertainty of this economical meltdown.
If he keeps snorting coke, it might.
Yeah. He just might wind up down there like that. But the thing is, though, is that they are making it very, very clear, black family, how they honestly feel about and then as Malcolm had said, and may he rest in power, because he just had his solo return to
98.
Yes sir. And then I definitely want to give a shout out there to Too Wrong for TV with Palmetto Star and Rashida Strober down there. What they are trying to do, Rashida Strober is getting ready to run in the 10K race. Wow. So so she's definitely in shape. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm scared of her, you know.
Right.
But ever since 1968 that I recall, you know, in my time. Yeah, 64, 68 when they signed that Civil Rights Act, okay, that all these immigrants are taking advantage of, okay, and then the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that they've got to renew every 25 years, and you brought that to my attention there, Brother Chet. It just goes to show is that they are simply, you know, using us as pawns, period. And the dog, may he get convicted. The Sanchez, you know what I'm saying? May he go to jail,
world,
too.
In a perfect world, things would happen, but this is not a perfect world.
Yeah, but exactly, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. And then not to mention the fact is that the Sanchez and the dump, you know, they represent, you know, how they truly feel about it. And then also, too, is that what I'm seeing across social media is that there was a black girl that was at an all-white high school, and all the whole white student faculty was jumping on the young black girl, okay?
Oh,
so what
she
is
was close
black
to
family?
Home. There was a black family, a mixed family, but they're black. Kids, the white lady was on Jeff's show a few weeks ago. Provocative on the show, talking about our kids are being bullied at school, and there needs to be something done about this. And Castle Rock, are you familiar with Castle Rock, Cara?
straight down, Highway 25. You know, it's about 40-50 miles south of Denver, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's basically a sundown
going towards
town.
Colorado Springs. Yeah, going towards Colorado Springs. Yes, sir. And then also, yes, sir.
Did you hear about what happened in Mississippi? The young that called the police and they came and killed him.
Oh yeah, the 11-year-old boy. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was shot. And then, from what I understand, is that he's in a hospital, he's recovering. But what this is that this fervor, you know, that is going around here with these white police officers killing us. And I'm talking about the white one, black skin that happened, you know, like to Mr. Tyree Nichols there in Memphis, Tennessee. And then also to the black police chief of Memphis, Tennessee, who has a painted pass when she was coming up through the ranks as a police officer in the city of Atlanta. Where her husband was a pedophile, and she goes and protects him, you know what I mean? And it's very, very interesting. Yeah, and it's very, very interesting. They don't want to mention that. Then also, too, our hearts go out to the family, Mr. George Neely. And we had somebody call in trying to defend Daniel Penny and what have you. And then also, too,
did you see the interview, Shabaka, that he did? Are you talking about, I'm not a white supremacist?
No, sir, like me.
He wasn't a white supremacist. He loved all people.
Mm-hmm.
And he was planning on going to Africa.
Going to Africa. He wants to go to Africa.
Yeah, he said he had a trip planned to Africa before all this happened.
Wow, so that's very interesting.
He's not a racist. It was like, man, if you... The new racism is the now of racism. These months, they'll scream all day, yeah, there's systematic racism, there's systematic white supremacy. But then when you point the finger at them and say, you're the white supremacist, no.
Exactly.
I'm not a white supremacist. I know some white supremacists, but I'm not one. Yes, you are. Yeah, goddamn white supremacist. And then these motherfuckers at Fox News or fake news talking about we're weaponizing white supremacy. How are we weaponizing white supremacy by acknowledging it?
And then on top of it, but that there is part of that Kool-Aid, you know what I'm saying? Like Jim Jones, they gave his people. What was that, 78, I believe. And then the cold part about it is, you know, and you still got these Negroes, you know, your elders, warlocks, you know, other ass grabs, incorporated. And it's sick, and it's very, very sickening, you know what I'm saying?
And now,
and also, too,
oh, while we're on that, they're trying to throw Ice Cube under the bus, talking about Ice Cube supported Trump. Ice Cube did not support Trump. He did not support Biden.
No, that was Kanye West. Yeah, that was Kanye West that supported Trump. And you see what they're doing with Kanye West. And they still got him all twisted in and what have you. But it's very, very amazing, ladies.
But they got mad at Ice Cube because Ice Cube said, what have we been getting for voting Democrat for the last 60 years?
Yeah, right. Exactly. And we ain't getting nothing in return, you see. And we haven't got nothing in return. And I believe
and Biden still has not met with Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm. So what does that tell you?
After the election.
Yeah. And then not to mention the fact, too, is that the U.S. government, you know, has got a debt ceiling crisis going on. So it's just getting closer and closer to my family, you know.
They still need to cut the goddamn check. I don't give a fuck about their debt ceiling crisis. They still need to pay what they owe. They got
an
outstanding debt towards us. We still haven't been compensated for.
You see? Yes, sir. And then the cold part about it is, you know, it's not even a concern to them. And the reason why it's not a concern to them is because we have not flexed our economical muscle. Now, what we did in the 1960s with the Civil Rights Movement and the Black Empowerment era, that there was flexing our muscle a little bit, and we did get some results. But
Let's look at that time, Shabaka. Back then, black people actually lived around other black people. Back then, black people actually shopped with other black people. Back then, black people had businesses, had communities, had whole neighborhoods, had property that they owned. We had stuff then. We had cohesion then. We trusted one another. We loved one another. We would send our kids.
Yeah, we did, man.
To one another. Like, now it's just every man for themselves. I gotta get mine, you get yours. Every man, woman, and child for themselves.
What I'm saying?
We gotta go back to, but the only way we can go back is by separating from this goddamn savage.
Educationally, politically, economically, you know what I'm saying? Psychologically, you see what I mean? It's because, you know, when you have these, black politicians thinking that this is progress, you know, having a black mayor, having a black governor.
That's symbolism.
And
that is symbolism.
Biggest smoke screen. Yes, sir. And it is the biggest smoke screen, you know, that is going on. It's because when you had that then, what you had then in the 1980s and 90s, all over to the millennium, you know, was a crack infestation of the black community. That devastated the black community, you know, that led to mass incarceration and what have you. You see, the federal crime bill introduced, you know, signed by Clinton, but introduced by the senator
by
from
Jim
Delaware.
Crow Biden.
That was his name.
Jim Crow Biden.
Yeah, your current president. Yeah. And then, of course, too, President Obama, you know what I'm saying, you know, he was symbolic. He countermanded everything. Yeah. And then he goes up here with this alternative agenda that they're trying to put on us. And then even John Lewis was up there pushing that garbage, you know what I'm saying, you know, before his friend. And as we've said here before on this platform before, Brother Che, is that what do the ancestors say about this? The ones that made the ultimate sacrifice during the time of little Ruby Ridges being threatened to go to elementary school, during the time of the Little Rock Nine, you see what I'm saying? During the time of when Malcolm X did his thing, during the time when the heavyweight champion did his thing, during the time when D.T. did that. You see what I'm saying? So we're saying that all our people who made these great sacrifices and ultimate sacrifices, what do we have to do? It was all gone down the tubes in vain.
I mean, they would be rolling and turning in their graves. I know that.
Oh, absolutely. Most definitely. And like
what
I said, and I hope
power
the ancestors. And then I hope that they do go up there, man, that the hurricanes, you know, do its things down in the south, but protect our people.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You
see,
but what it is that there is.
They take the same route the slave ships took.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then also, too, off of research that I've done, extensive research, I'm going to say, and I don't want to offend any of our well-wishers. I don't want to offend any of our loved ones or what have you, okay? But the stuff that I've been hearing, you know, saying that we were already here before the transatlantic slave trade, okay? I believe that there was a few of us because we did circumnavigate to the globe, right? Okay.
Yeah.
But our origins are on the continent of Africa, okay? Yeah.
Everybody's origins,
yes,
including the Europeans.
Yeah.
Their origins are also.
Okay, well, the Europe. No, but wouldn't the European living in caves?
Well, before that, Shibaka, because, you know, there was the Ice Age. Before the Ice Age, the mugs,
okay,
they were in timid, and they were doing some strange shit to their skin. They were bleaching their skin,
right,
doing all kinds of crazy shit to their skin. And the pharaohs and the sets was like, y'all got to get the hell up out of here. We're going to send you to a land called Europa, which is called Europe. They sent them there.
Okay.
They got banished there until they got some act right, and then the Ice Age hit, and they got stuck in that goddamn ice for thousands of years. And then when it came out of that, when all hell broke loose. But,
right.
Yeah, because they lost their melanin, they lost their connection to the planet, they lost their sense. They were already starting to lose it.
They
lost it then. And then when they came out of it, they started killing each other, going to war with each other. And they took that show on the road and started warring and beefing with the people that gave birth to them, pretty much.
Wow.
Been doing this for almost 1,000 years or so. And,
right.
Their reign of terror is coming to an end, and they know it is. And this is what they're doing, the shit that they do. And they're going to have to pay for that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on top of it, too, bringing up to these modern times is that they are getting more and more flagrant and blatant, you know, with their racism here throughout these school systems and what have you. And then they act like that we're supposed to go and serve them and help them, you know what I mean? And they pretty much take us to and they're taking us.
Like Malcolm X said,
yeah.
Put the knife in 9 inches, and then they pull it out 6, and they talk about that's progress.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, they don't want us knowing about such individuals.
Still bleeding.
They still got.
Still got the knife in you. You're still bleeding. They come out.
Yeah.
We pulled it out a little bit, so you know you, that's some progress. No, ain't no goddamn progress being made.
Yeah. Yeah, ain't none being made. If anything, counter-progress is being made, you know, because they countermanded, you know, everything that we're trying to do, you know, on a progressive basis. You see what I mean? And then on the same thing, you know, with the educational systems, as we all know, same thing, man, you know, economically,
politically,
and
we know the education system in this country is nothing but public indoctrination, and it's been like that since the conception. All it was created to do was train you to be a good worker, a good factory worker.
Yeah.
Well, now
you know what I'm saying?
They don't need you to work in those factories
anymore.
They got artificial intelligence. They got artificial intelligence, and they got other sources of labor. So they don't need you no more.
Exactly.
So why would they be educating you? They're just indoctrinating you.
Yeah, doing that. Yes. So now what they're doing with us is that they're using us for experimentation. Okay. Number one. And also, two, they use us as sources of ridicule. You see what I mean? And then Hollywood, you know, is turning up its screws on. Yeah, what it's doing. Yeah, that's the place of democracy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know. And then on top of it as well, too, is that when our youth sees this, okay, because children, you know, they're like sponges. They absorb everything around them, as we all know.
Yeah.
Yes. And you see, and then, of course, you know, when they get indoctrinated, you know, like Jane Elliott was saying when she did her experiment in the 1960s about the brown-eyed children being better than the blue-eyed children and what have you. You see, that she's done that in the 1960s. You see,
well,
I mean,
the blue-eyed people said the blue-eyed people were better than the brown-eyed people.
Right. You see, and then, of course, too, and we do know the experiment that they did.
Why do you think
whatever happened to children?
Oh, with the dolls, the white doll and the black doll.
Yeah, yes, yes, which is the good baby and which is the bad baby. And then they would say the bad baby, the black baby, bad baby. And then they'll ask the child, well, why is the black baby the bad baby? Because she's not white, you see. Because, you know, because the black baby is not white is why they say that she's the bad baby. And then, too, the part that I find so very, very interesting. Now, this is going to touch a few nerves here that I'm about to say. And you send all your hate mail to our chat room. It's open. Send your hate mail there to our like page about this black experience up there on Facebook. And also, too, on Stinky Bird, you know, you could send all your hate mail at Chewbacca. EXP. Yeah, on Stinky Bird. Yeah,
oh,
yeah, because the dude is musk.
Bird, Chewbacca. Musk.
Yeah.
And the Panties. The Panties called himself launching on Twitter. Launches,
oh, yeah.
On Twitter. And the shit crashed.
Yes. That's great news. Okay, that is great news. You see what I'm saying? And one thing, though, and as long as I'm on this, I'll be damned if I'm going to sit up here advocating loving those who are blatantly and flagrantly hating us just because. Now,
well, we know what
they think.
But we know where they stand.
What's that?
We know where they stand.
Oh, absolutely.
And we
yes,
know
sir,
how
absolutely.
To deal with that. And what we have a hard time
yes.
dealing with is these wolves in sheep clothing, these Gemma rats.
Right.
That smile
right.
on their face. And all the while, they want
yeah.
to fucking destroy us. And
exactly.
Take our place.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But then this is why they keep putting all these police officers, you know, in the black community. And then it's very interesting.
Well, the reason why,
is that,
the reason
you
why
know,
they put the police officers
yes.
in the black community, Sabathia, is because no white man has no rights. No black person has rights that a white man is bound to respect. So when the Civil Rights Act was
yeah.
passed in 1964, the average white
yes.
citizen didn't have control over the Negroes anymore. So they
right.
the police, who are the enforcement
right.
arm of the police,
mm-hmm.
the white citizen, to
mm-hmm.
enforce that will onto the people, onto our people. So that's always what they
right.
do. They're not here.
Exactly. You see. Exactly.
They kill us.
Exactly. Well, to quote the words of a famous man, the police are in the black community. They're there to control us. They're there to contain us. They're there to brutalize us, and they're there to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
see? Okay, and I don't need to mention that man's name. We already know who he is, and he's with the ancestors as well, too. And may he rest in power.
Rest in power.
And then, yeah, And then also, too, they're talking about the monkey pox is trying to make a spike or a resurgence again. So you know what
they're
that is. So therefore, you know that.
They went quiet on monkey pox. I haven't heard of nothing about monkey pox in like over a year or just about a year now.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, 3 year, we just, yesterday was the 3 year anniversary. I don't even know how to call it anniversary, but 3 years since George Floyd was killed.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That is correct. You know, you're very correct on that.
And the bastard that killed him is said he's trying to get out of federal prison, but he's not getting out. He's going to serve that.
Yeah, well, hopefully he won't. You know. But I won't be surprised if he will. You see what I mean? Is because, once again, you know, it's an agenda, you know, to exterminate the black male. It's an agenda to exterminate the black race as a whole. And also, too, they keep driving a wedge with our people here in the U.S., our people on the continent, and with our people in Europe. It's because, see, what the Europeans know and what these Asians know, okay, if all of Pan-Africa came and closed its fist and came together with coalescence, okay?
Yeah,
and
but it can't be a one-sided affair, Sabunga. We can't be the only ones banging the drum for Pan-Africanism, waving the flag for Pan-Africanism. And that's an FBA invention. Pan-Africanism did not originate on the continent of Africa. It originated here in the United States, in the hands of North America. And the whole reason for the Immigration Act in 1965 was so we would have reinforcement from the diaspora to help us fight racism and white supremacy. But no, they ended up bringing us in a bunch of coons over here. There's some writers, but majority of them are coons, and we call them tethers, and their whole purpose is to undermine us, not to fight alongside them. Not to help act as reinforcements in the war. No, they're here to undermine us. But we have to make that known. And those that are writers in the diaspora, they have to make that known. And they have to check their goddamn coons. Like we check our Larry Holmes. Like we check our Justin
Yeah, exactly.
Like we check our Sheriff
Yes.
Parker. They need to do the same goddamn thing in their country.
Yeah.
Homeland where they're from. Check the goddamn
codes. Yes, sir. Okay, and like Thomas Sankara, who was assassinated in 1987, okay, it's because he had refused, you know, to take the currency of the, it was either the Belgians or the French, of what the Burkina Faso used to be a colony of, and he refused to work the currency right there. Yeah, you see. And then also, too, just like when they killed Gaddafi up in Libya as well, too. And then your 44th president gave the order for that job. You know what I'm saying? It's because he did not, he wanted to come off the currency standard of the Western European influence. You see what I'm saying? And in his country is that, you know, when a couple got married, they were granted a house, everybody got free education, everybody shared in the oil revenue and what have. And then also, too, as black males had became more or less, say, prominent in the world of sports and in the world of politics at that time. This is when Nixon and Kissinger had came up. Well, you know, our plan is in the future is to effeminize the black male. And this is why we respect Mr. Terrence Howard to the utmost, why he quit acting in Los Angeles, is because, as y'all know, Hollywood is a section of the city of Los Angeles. Yes, sir. And definitely check out my live feed, you know, that I did there last year. You know, you can go on the like page, Shabazz's Black Experience Enhanced, to pull it up. You can go on my Facebook page, Shabaka Sankara. You have to scroll down, you know, to check the reels on it. But keep in mind that we here, Shabazz's Black Experience Enhanced, we are being shadow banned, you know, just like the whole lot. you know, of our black platforms are. And also, too, definitely want to give a shout-out there to the Outlaws out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Outlaw Radio, Kevin Barnes, the Witch Doctor, Sister Courtney, and whatnot, and, you know, and the rest of his staff there. And we appreciate Mr. Barnes, you know, for calling us in last Wednesday. And Mr. Barnes has given us some suggestions. And then you and I, Brother Cherry, we'll talk about that, you know, in the very, very near future. And then also, too, folks, is that definitely check out the like page of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and please send us some stars over there. We have a constant flow of 1,500 followers. We're trying to get it to 15,000. And you and I, Brother Che, you know, we discuss, you know, the star situation over there at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced off the air. Okay, so we got 19 minutes left here. Okay, and once again, we're being shadow banned because we're the only ones on the air. So download this episode to your phone. Share it to all your friends. Download it to your laptop. Share it to all your friends and loved ones. And also, too, definitely check out the Cash App, you know, for Brother Paris. You know, it's because we are looking for sponsors for this platform. And basically what we're going to have to do now, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're going to have to take this platform to the streets, okay? And so that means we're going to have to go, we're going to have to go out, Brother Che. We're going to have to get us 1,000 followers from the streets because Blog Talk is shadow banning us. Facebook is shadow banning us. Stinky Bird is shadow banning us. And we are looking for a law major, someone with a master's degree who's working on a doctorate degree. If they'll pick up this case for us, it's because it is my intent. And I'm going to run it past staff to sue Blog Talk Radio for shadow banning us because we're paying our money and we're not getting a proper return on our investment. It's because,
we don't like your message. You got, with the alphabetized agenda and all that. You guys supposed to stand around and watch your people be murdered by the police. Rather than George Floyd or Corinne Gaines or Mario Wood, and the list just goes on and on and on and on and on that we've been seeing in the last 7 years. They say one is enough is enough. And then just like Lil Boosie said, you know, that vice president is supposed to do something when that girl was over there, Britney Spine. You know, the vice president is supposed to be doing something. She's a lawyer. She holds a law degree. She used to be the attorney general of one of the most murderous police states in the nation, California. You know, no, Madam Vice President, no, we're calling you out, ma'am. Okay, because our people are being exterminated. And you standing by there, you know, like this shit here is normal, like it's progress. And then we're supposed to sit up here and sympathize with all these damn immigrants who is coming in here, like Dr. Claude Anderson said. And his
Oh my God, Shabaka, they had the two mayoral candidates admitted to the runoff talking about what they were going to do for the immigrants here in Denver. And they was playing the violin, sad ass music. I was like, ain't this a bitch? They're trying to make us feel sorry for these motherfuckers. Like, no. I have no pity.
No. We can't. Economically, we cannot have no pity for them because, see, they owe us. So what we have to do, black family, particularly, you know, black men, and I'm just putting it out there to the brothers, okay, hey, man, y'all got to get back in the home, man, and raise the kids proper, raise your daughters proper, raise your sons proper. Okay, we got to have some type of coalescence, you know, amongst ourselves. And we do know y'all got some rough towns out there, New York, Harlem, Newark, New Jersey, Milwaukee, Chicago, you know what I'm saying, Cleveland, Ohio, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. But we got to have the solidarity, particularly, you know, with the men amongst ourselves. Yes, sir.
They don't have an issue with the connection.
Oh, okay. I hear you loud and clear on this end.
It's like freezing on your end, like your voice. I think it's the internet, but I can hear you now.
Okay. Okay, okay. And then, of course, too, that's part of the shadow banning. So, therefore, we got to get up a black family, you know, who got the knowledge of the technology and artificial intelligence. Now, another thing about this artificial intelligence is because the TV was talking about this last night on his platform, is that what it is that this artificial intelligence, these robots, these algorithms and all that, they're going to be injected with white skin.
I meant to call in last night. How was that show? I meant to call in on it. I got the notification about it, but I didn't call in.
Yeah, it was real good. It was real good. He had a scholar on there, sister, you know, who wrote up some very, very fiery poetry. And they're getting together, you know, for the acclaimed Malcolm X Day that they already did. And then they're getting ready for Ancestors Day, you know, that's getting ready to come up across the nation this summer. So what it is, Black family, is that this should be the summer.
Are we gonna do a Memorial Day show, Shabaka?
Okay, Memorial Day
will be on the 30th. It'll be the day after Memorial Day.
Okay. Okay, so do you want to do a show on the actual Memorial Day?
Yeah, we should, because that was a black.
Which would be the 29th.
A black holiday.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay, most definitely, and please make it a special edition, man, and type it up. You know, and then also, too, Black family, now is the time, you know, the summer is here, you know what I'm saying, you know, and get out there, enjoy your melanin, you know what I'm saying, let's make some progress and what have you, you see, and then also, too, we're putting it out here on the airwaves, okay, your white supremacists are welcome to call in to take down the number, 516-418-5996 is because, as you do know, is that the cheap oath keeper, you know, here got hit with like about 20 years and what have you, the insurrectionist.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
good. As well as
the motherfucker that took over Nancy Pelosi's office and took a shit in her office.
Yeah.
He got 6 years.
The shaman, the QAnon,
He only got like 24 months. I think they only gave him 2 years.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Brother, they gave him 5 years.
Okay. All righty. So that just goes to show the brain death in the black community. You know what I'm saying? If our people are going to get up and get caught up in that type of shit. You see what I'm saying? You know, and what it is, Black family, is each one teach one. And then on top of it as well, too, is definitely share our episodes, you know, as about this black experience and answers, because we are being shadow banned. It's because they don't like the truth of what we're saying. Okay, so this was to be excuse, you see what I mean? So, but however, we could take it to the people where they could Google our past episodes, and then you can also check us out on the Tweety Bird at Shabaka Capital EXP. Okay, it's because we put our past episodes up there as well, too. And then we haven't heard from my man in the last couple of weeks, the one and only
God.
Star.
Don't conjure him up. Don't conjure him up.
So maybe, who knows, maybe the cheap is getting too much for him. You know what I'm saying, Black family? Maybe this heat is getting too much for him. And then also, too, is that the Olympics will be coming up next year in 2024. So we wish all our black athletes well, too.
Who's hoping the Olympics next year?
Funny you should add. France. France will be hosting the Olympics in Paris in 2024. Then in 2028, then it goes back to Hollywood. you know, Los Angeles will be hosting the 2028 Olympics. You know, I might not be around at that time. You know, I don't know if I'm going to be in Los Angeles, you know, that is, you know, a few years down the road, you see. But however, though, is that we have to get our scholars in together, our financial experts as well, too. You know, and we are all we got. And you know, best believe, folks, they're going to turn their backs on you. They're going to throw you under the bus. You know what I'm saying? And what happened? You see? And this all-inclusive stuff, you know, it's a joke, okay? Ask the 11-year-old boy in Mississippi who was shot by the police, only 11 years old. And we're not going to miss
the 11-year-old boy. Right. That's a 16-year-old boy that was shot in the head in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also, too, ask the other young man, you know, that rocked or that knocked on the wrong doorbell looking for his brother.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking
you
about.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. You see what I'm saying? So that there goes to prove. So that goes to prove in their ethos is that they don't view us as the same. But however, they get these candid asses like elders and Leon Terrell, you know, to come out and what have. And also, too, oh, yeah, and may Johnny Cochran rest in powers. But
yeah.
Johnny Cochran, he took a lot of cases pro bono that helped
and
the
right
black community.
He died,
in Los Angeles.
He was going to sue
yeah.
the United States for reparations in 1999.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 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 yeah. You see what I'm saying? You know, and it's very, very interesting. You know what I mean? And I believe his firm is still up. And I believe
yeah.
Carl Douglas, you know, who was his number two man in his firm, had took over the law firm. So you see. And then also, too, let's look at the case of O.J. Simpson. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That should be a reminder to you.
I'm not black. I'm O.J.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not black. I'm O.J. But it's very interesting, Mr. Simpson, that the Los Angeles Police Department, when they put that all-point bulletin out on your ass, Orenthal James Simpson, male black, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or as they used to say in L.A. all the time, the suspect is described as a male Negro. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, let that there sink in. Then to you brothers out there in the rap industry, you know, out there in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
New York, Chicago, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we appreciate the art of rhythm and poetry. But could
stop
you
going on Blast.
Please.
Stop going on DJ
yeah.
Blast. Stop going on that goddamn show. Stop going on DJ Blast.
Right.
Everybody goes on DJ Blast.
Right.
Dead, incarcerated, all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Don't go on that show.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You see. And then also, too, you know, once again, you know, to the Screen Actors Guild, the Screen Actors Guild, the Screenwriters Guild. Oh, yeah. You cats might be going out of business because they're going to have artificial intelligence writing them raggedy movie scripts out there in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? And then to the CEO of Netflix, Hulu, who else out there? Man? MGM, yeah, Paramount Pictures, yeah, yeah. Look. Universal Studios, Warner Brothers, Columbia Pictures, 20th Century, Miramax, let's
Time
see,
Warner.
There was another one. Oh, yeah, yeah, Hollywood Pictures, yeah, all you clowns need to go get on a space shuttle with the Bezos and the funky dude, man, and just get on your spaceship, man, and fly straight to the sun. Okay, and do the planet Earth a favor. And then, of course, you know, Ron DeSantis, you're a punk. Okay,
yeah.
Dump. Well, Dump, you're the Dump, man. And you got issues, man. And your idiocracy speaks for itself. And Black
you
family, hold your vote.
You have to pay that $5
million. Oh, yeah, well, the only thing that Dump is going to do, man, is shuffle his tax papers again. You know what I'm saying? You know, it ain't going to be costing him nothing. He's going to, you know, pay it out the profits off his business enterprise. And then the Dump, okay, run again in 2024, don't. Go ahead, the panties, run too. You see, it's because I do not have a problem of you clowns expressing of how you really feel. Where I got the problem, yes, sir, where I got the problem at is these Terrells and Cotmile Harris and a Larry Elder bum. Yeah, you know, oh, yeah, Hadnock, you know what I'm saying? Talking about, no, you all ain't getting no reparations, Warlock.
Oh, no, that was Clyburn. That was Jim Crow.
Bojangles Clyburn. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we got Bojangles Clyburn and all out there, and you fools are dangerous, okay?
Yes.
You are a threat to the very existence of every black man and woman here in the United States and in this hemisphere, you know, with you, with your willful ignorance.
And remember, Shabaka, America is not a racist country.
Yeah, old Uncle Tim Scott. And the irony of Uncle Tim Scott is when the Trump was in office in his early term of his presidency, you see old Tim Scott with his stymy looking ass standing up there trying to shake hands and with nobody shake hands with.
Yeah.
And he just stood there and didn't grin. And, you know, I got plenty of nothing. And nothing is plenty for me with that Uncle Amos, you know, song in the South. Bullshit. But however, you know, here's Shabaka's black experience enhanced and the revolutionary agenda and frontline black news. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we love your hatred of us. We know you cannot stand this truth and what have you. But how come none of you fools never call in? You know what I'm saying? Is it too much heat in this kitchen here for you? Because one thing we do not do, we do not scratch our ass here. Sorry. You know what I'm saying? We don't put our own people down here. We disagree agreeably here. But when guys like Joe Gibson call in, doing ultra-conservative, some of the parents call in and what have you, in regard to the reparation, we will listen to you, although that you don't have a leg to stand on. But you still benefited from it. No, but you still benefited from it. You know, look at your policy enforcement.
Toward paying you. That's a handout, Shabaka.
Okay. It ain't no handout. And it ain't your taxpaying dollars. What you're doing is that you're paying a debt that is past.
That is old.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
This is what you're doing. You are paying a debt that is past due.
Dude.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm quite sure that they'll pay us reparations and they'll probably give these crackers tax credits on it. You know what I mean? And
well,
then Ohio and Biden.
And it's going to have to be income tax exempt for years.
Yeah.
It's not generational.
Yeah. Well, actually, every black person, you know, descendant of American descendants of slavery should have an indefinite tax exemption.
Right.
Indefinite. Because, see, and as we've had this debate before with it, yes, sir. And as we've had this debate before, is that wealth that was generated off some plantation systems got parlayed into more wealth, and the seed money denied that came off of our backs, our sweat, our blood, and our brutalization. Yes,
right,
and then,
hold on. I got to get my clothes in because I got a car stop at 10. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Yes,
now rising with Shabaka. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure y'all check us out tomorrow for a brand new episode of the Frontline Black News at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 9 p.m. Pacific. And stay black, stay dangerous, stay empowered. And if you're going to vote, black family, vote for something tangible. Otherwise, don't waste your time.
Exactly. And then also, too, Brother Cherry, thank you so very, very much. Also, too, go to the like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, because we are going to start doing some content up there, you know, some digital content, you know, videos and things of that nature right there. And also, too, with the weather system that's happening there in the Caribbean right now over there on the East Coast, we're going to go out with a song called Ship Ahoy that was made 50 years ago by the one and only OJs. And thank you for tuning in so very, very much with Grand Rising with Shabbat. And definitely check out, you know, publications that's coming out to strike that. Definitely check out information that's coming out, you know, on social media, Stinky Bird, Facebook. Check out our like page, Shabbat's Black Experience Enhanced, for, you know, for our additional upcoming episodes for Shabbat's Black Experience Enhanced and Frontline Black News and the Revolutionary Agenda. So this is Shabaka Sankore signing off from Las Vegas, Nevada, with this classic by the OJs. And I think it's most appropriate for your state, Governor DeSantis. Listen to the words, Governor DeSantis. Just listen to the words. You're a punk, DeSantis. And don't, you're just a DeSantis.
Right on.
Yes, sir.
Ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy. the sea. With death, rocking on the way. Can trip feet.